You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, there is definitely a lot going on. You're going to most certainly feel all the shifts and changes, especially we're coming right up. Like we're right now, as I'm doing this podcast, we're within hours of the Taurus new moon. So there's definitely very fertile, potent energy to create new foundations and futures, which is pretty cool. And there's not only is the Taurus new moon helping you seed new futures for yourself, new bring in new timelines, there's this amazing shift from Aries Uranus going into a Taurus, Uranus moving into Taurus. So it's a big, very, like it's a very rumbling, electric kind of energy. Like Uranus is the change maker, the rebel, the revolutionary. And in Aries, it had a lot of kind of power. There was the Me Too movement and people standing up and fighting against Big Brother and just kind of a huge revolution. Whereas moving into Taurus, it's kind of more of an underground grassroots kind of combo with the technology somehow. So it should be pretty interesting to see how things change in the next 8 years. I think till 2026 is when Uranus will move through Taurus. So that's happening hours after tomorrow's, the 15th of May, the new moon. And then the same day, Mars will be moving into Aquarius, which is the rule is ruled by Uranus. So there's, again, this sort of revolutionary, it stops being such kind of a selfish, self-centered, kind of me first energy, and it turns into like we are one, and what can we do as a community, and what can we do as a group, and kind of really shows us the power of community as well. So Mars there, and if there's Mars and Uranus, all of them are giving energy to us kind of connecting in a way with our communities. So if you can get yourself involved in a project, especially something for the betterment of all, where you're, you know, any kind of community stuff where it's very supportive. And I think because of our technological advances, it's going to be a much different, much kind of more electric Uranus through Taurus energy. Because we never had this technology 80 years ago or 84 years ago when it was going through Taurus, because it takes that long to go through the whole cycle. So it should be very interesting. You'll be able to feel definitely Tuesday things are going to change and be tapped into that energy. Right after that, on the Wednesday, the 16th, Mars and Uranus actually square each other. So there's the kind of forced of two different sides, two different kinds of energy having to cooperate or create something, a friction, if you will. But the friction often creates amazing things. So even though square energy can be difficult, it's a lot better than trine energy that accomplishes nothing ultimately. Although, you know, it's not all about accomplishment. I understand that. So it depends on kind of where you're at in your life. You'll feel it in your life somewhere, and it'll be kind of, there'll be kind of a need to rebel against the status quo, or like a bust it up, shake it down, change it kind of energy happening. So if you need to initiate something, definitely use this week to start something new and get a whole new path in your life going. On the 18th, that's another busy day. We have a trine, which is very supportive, between Saturn and Mercury. So, and there's trines from the moon to Neptune and the new moon to Jupiter. It's a really quite harmonious day, and probably one where you have a lot of clear thinking too, which is very lucky to have clear thinking. So with the trine between Saturn and Mercury, it gives you an ability to have your mind and your ability to discipline yourself working in harmony together. And it can also make, you know, very fruitful discussions or meetings with people, and people that maybe are older than you or more experienced, or that you're older than and more experienced, so you can use each other's wisdom and knowledge to better yourself. So it is a wonderful day on Friday to make some real headway with plans and stuff that you might have. On the 19th, another busy day of shifts, which is the Saturday. The moon goes into Leo and Venus moves into Taurus. And right afterwards, it goes into a sextile with Uranus. So it's almost like it moves into Cancer, not Taurus, actually. It moves into Cancer, which is a very homey, earthy, you want to like put energy towards your loved ones and your environment. So gardening and kind of beautifying your environment, fluffing up your nest is going to be super satisfying. And spending time with loved ones or even people that you meet as the Venus is in Cancer could be very like kindred family. So you might go on a date and feel like family with somebody you meet, which would indicate that you're going to have a lovely sort of domestic life together, which is much of a relationship. It's based on having a good domestic life together, especially if you're going to be in the kind of relationship that's committed and, you know, where you help each other with things like recycling and who does the dishes and who's going to like wash the windows. And there's so many things that go into running a domestic world that having a compatible mate for that is important. So you can really meet those kinds of compatible mates with Venus in Cancer, because Cancer is all about family and home and stuff. And it's kind of, I think it's interesting that there's a sextile right after, because it gives you the kind of idea that maybe something sort of exciting and unexpected could happen in that area as well. Like you might unexpectedly meet someone that turns into be a wonderful, compatible companion. So that is happening that day as well. So there is a whole lot of stuff changing going on this week, which is interesting because this time of year, especially where I am, it's like spring is just so, like you can see growth happening exponentially, which is very cool. And on the 20th, the Sunday, the sun will enter into Gemini, which is again, a very big shift from Taurus. Taurus is very, you know, kind of like a slow moving earthy energy, and Gemini is like a butterfly. It's not like a bull, it's like a butterfly. It wants to kind of like sample and taste and move from here to there and meet new people and kind of circulate. It's a circulating energy. So get out there. It's also good for communication. So if you have to write or communicate, like do a talk or something, actually, I'm going to be doing a talk while the sun is in Gemini on June 1st at the Astrologer's Den. So if you happen to be in the Vancouver area, then you should definitely come check it out. I'll put some info in the show notes. That's it. The sun moving into Gemini is going to be a big shift, and you will feel like kind of a lightening, like a less, you might find you take things a lot less seriously and are a lot less ponderous. But to make the most of this new moon, which is happening on the 15th at 4:48 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, it would be wonderful if you got, you know, set your crystals outside, because it's always nice to have the energy of the new moon kind of clearing the slate. Even though the full moon's more powerful for that, it's still, I think, a cleansing, sort of clearing energy, a restart, if you will. And make sure you write down or draw or speak or in some way get outside of yourself a representation of what you would like to create in your life, because there's some very stable, powerful, creative energy right now. The kind of, you know, like if you plant a tree now, it could grow for a million years. It's kind of very stable, wonderful energy. And also do any gardening that you have. If you have any bulbs to plant or, you know, any garden work is very fruitful and very successful with the Taurus moon energy, the Taurus new moon energy. So do try and take a moment to celebrate this lovely beginning time and maybe have a hot bath, or just whatever you do to nurture yourself will be received very kindly from yourself right now. So do take the time for that. So that's it. If you do have any questions about your chart or astrology in general, please feel free to contact me anytime at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings.